and welcome to this podcast. My name is Rachel Lund and I lead the Insight and Analytics team at the BRC. And today I'm joined by Andrew Folks from SAS to talk a little bit about AI in retail and how it's helping to shape the consumer experience. So welcome, Andrew.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So Andrew, I don't know if you could tell us a little bit about your role and who SAS are.
So SAS are the world's kind of leading analytical software provider. I've been with them for around 15 years, depending when you start counting. And for about 15 years before that, I worked for a retailer in the UK, Marks & Spencer's. I've got a long history working with retailers or working for retailers.
Great. So clearly the retail industry is under huge pressure at the moment. We've got high levels of competition and growing cost pressures, which are leading margins to be squeezed and for stores to be closed and jobs being lost. But at the same time, we're clearly seeing technology open up opportunities for retailers to help them compete harder and to become more productive. And so it's no surprise that in a recent survey we did, investment in technology was cited as the first thing retailers are doing in response to market pressures. And when we talk about technology, we almost can't help talking about technology powered by AI. It seems to be the word of the moment. And to my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, artificial intelligence essentially refers to any machines or computers that can mimic thinking that we might associate with humans. Although that seems pretty broad and quite sci-fi. And to be honest, as far as I'm aware, there aren't many machines that are actually like humans. So when we're talking about AI and we're talking about AI in retail, what are we actually talking about?
Well, firstly, Rachel, you're right. AI is obviously on its hype cycle is really high up there in terms of expression that's being used and thrown around against technological investments by retailers. Almost, I've heard it said that it won't get past the board as an investment if it hasn't got AI next to the name at the minute. So that puts it really, really up there as a priority for retail. In terms of the technology, it's been around a long time. So the concept of artificial intelligence and as you said, machines which can mimic or emulate or simulate human thinking and behavior is not a new concept in itself. And within SAS, certainly, our founder was using AI and machine learning techniques in particular some 30 years ago. So it's not a new force in that sense. The perception of it being really new is that sci-fi bit, because it's the Minority Report, for those who remember that film. So it's the fact that we can now interact and or machines will interact with us in physical locations and literally pretend to be human beings, or it's the kind of android moment where we'll touch and feel AI in this way. I don't think that's really the hottest commercial area for most retailers. If they want to invest in AI, they've got to think about what actually it is underneath AI. I think broad-ranging statements that we're going to train all our staff in AI, that doesn't really map to what the technology is capable of and probably won't get you the best results in the shortest time frame. And one of the things that I particularly personally believe is that the A part has become a lot easier and more accessible. I think a lot of us have allowed Alexa into our homes, and that's an example of an A that's sitting there and artificial. But the I part is just as elusive for retailers in terms of how do you actually execute an intelligent answer when the customer's asking you a question. And so I think that's really the challenge, is how do you bring the I and deliver the I and deliver on the promise and not get consumers disappointed with their first experience with AI in retail.
So you've mentioned Alexa. Are there other ways in which retailers are using AI? I mean, when I think of kind of applications of retail, I might think about chatbots, for example.
Yeah, I think chatbots are primary as a target. A number of retailers I've worked with have investigated the use of chatbots or are using chatbots to supplement customer service. And that's actually, a natural thing to do in terms of saving on human workforce, giving the customer a quicker answer, perhaps, than having to wait for a phone to be answered. So that aspect of chatbots is a possibility, as well as, I think, other ways to communicate through apps using voice recognition or voice technology in particular. I mean, when you break AI down, you've got a number of aspects, and the chatbot and the kind of interaction part of it through Alexa is the natural language processing part, and that's one aspect of the technology which will or won't add value to your process. I think that's the bit where population at large will think of AI, because it's the new slightly robotic voice interaction that you might experience. But that's natural language processing. That's only one part. Another part would be machine learning and looking at how machines are working behind the scenes to get the right information to you. you, which might still be delivered in a traditional way through text, for example. Getting the right answer in terms of perhaps the, you know, real-time availability of merchandise in a specific store or a specific shop, that could be an example of delivering a piece of machine learning-driven technology which will give an answer and an experience to a customer that's different.
So thinking about when I go shopping, what might that mean? Might that mean I, you know, go into a shop and they already have all the things that I know I want or don't know I want yet? Or does it mean they've kind of predicted what I'm going to buy?
I think that so far, certainly in the work that I've been doing the last couple of years with retailers around machine learning and AI, we're seeing the biggest uptake, if you like, of this technology in being able to forecast better what we as consumers are looking to do or going to do or going to want next. And so that comes down to a very practical example in some of the largest grocery players in the UK and on the continent are using this technology to make sure that they've got a better understanding of exactly what volume of that specific product they need to have in that shop or to have in their warehouse to fulfill online. So it's a closer understanding of the demand. And what's changed there is it's not just looking at, you know, what I sold in the past, it's trying to explain what other factors might affect what you're going to need in a week's time or 2 weeks' time or 3 months or 6 months' time. And that could be things like you or I browsing or reacting differently to specific products. Things like the fashion right now for vegan products. Fashion might be the wrong term for certain vegan people, but I think there is a fashion definitely in the UK. Or more generally, the trend towards organic and natural products. How does that general social uptake in terms of social media or in terms of reaction to online browsing, how does that tell the retailer something about the demand for those kind of products or specific products?
So in order to make those sorts of predictions, what does a retailer need, right? Presumably lots and lots of data?
So retailers already got lots of data. That's one of the great things. And what we experience generally is that this is why I think we're seeing a really big uptake in analytics generally, is that retailers are waking up to the fact they've got that data. So the point of sale data, be it through physical stores and till points or be it through your online portals and shops, is actually creating a lot more rich data that you could utilize. And I'm not just talking about the threat of personalizing that data or pursuing individual people and the risk that brings in terms of how we feel about our data being used, but really just the specific level of transactions that occur in a store historically. If you then marry that with things like online browsing behavior, trend information, richer data sets around things like reaction to price and promotions, then that becomes a really powerful set of data for you to be able to predict much more closely the level of demand for a specific product in a specific location in a future point in time.
And is this difficult to do for retailers?
I would say, and this applies generally to AI, I have a bit of a philosophy, which is, you know, the best retailers in the world some, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, I guess post-war in the UK, became the best retailers by focusing on their proposition and the range of product they offer and their strategy towards their customers. They didn't go out and, you know, build their own bricks in order to build the physical stores. And I think there's a bit of a risk here with technology that, you know, AI becomes all-pervasive and a whole retail organization gets chasing after how do I build my own AI. I think in reality there's plenty of technology out there which can be brought to bear on retail and applied in the right way. An example of things like machine learning in forecasting, it's pretty fast. So if you've got the data and you've got the potential of the data, which most retailers have, then you can see the results in a matter of weeks, actually, if we apply a forecast engine that's already got all of its algorithms and its machine learning capability built in, then in a matter of weeks we can give you better numbers or validated better numbers than either human intervention in terms of estimating themselves what the forecast is, or in terms of other technologies which have been a little more traditional, looking only at what you've sold in the past.
And if a retailer wanted to, for example, to take their first step, you know, into AI, what would you say to them is the first thing to do?
What's the business opportunity that you think you need to address? So still, for me, absolutely, I want to give the customers a new experience, but just bolting on, you know, a chatbot service or a new AI application with voice into your app for your best customers might not be the best experience if it exposes quite quickly, as I mentioned earlier, that the answer that the AI comes back with isn't the most accurate answer or doesn't have the right information. Then there's a real potential, I think, to look back at yourself and say, well, what is the business challenge that we really have? A lot of the retailers that I'm working with now are saying, this is commercial. This is, you know, this is about what you said at the beginning here, which is we need to be able to justify sustainability in our own business. We need to be able to make a profit against declining top-line sales, or I need to shift more cleverly to an online business profile than a physical store one. And all of those things are real business problems that AI, and specifically things like machine learning, could actually address.
Do you think there is anyone, sort of retailer or any other industry, who does AI particularly well?
I think there's some great retailers out there that have experimented from an AI point of view and applying machine learning to deliver AI. I think you'll see the kind of the in-store aspects of what people like Apple are doing as being an example of AI and technology. I don't think you'd see Amazon as a trendsetter in that area, but you would see even people in the UK like Shop Direct that we've worked with who have tried to apply this kind of technology to personalise the shopping experience in a better way. So there are some real examples of people pushing the boundaries and changing the experience for customers.
Well, when you're talking about in-store AI, what is it? Because often I think we think of retail and the future of retail and technology all being about online sales. So how would you be using AI in-store?
So for me, I think one thing would be to make sure we've got that product on the right product on the right shelf to support the likely customers that are coming into the store. So we think about those points I mentioned, a flavour of AI, machine learning, being able to determine the best assortment to offer based on the potential of customers to come and shop that store. And also what the shopping mission is. So a lot of customers are not coming in to physically buy, they're coming in to browse, to go home and make the purchase, or to make a purchase online or even elsewhere. So you need to be able to get the right product in the right place. There are, of course, and then physical examples where people have got apps built into wardrobes in terms of fitting room, where the Android style individual is going to talk to you and tell you whether that product you're wearing is the best product for you, or that these are alternative products for you. So there are some physical examples as well. I think those are fewer and further between, because I think that kind of technology is still early in its process and is not yet for the masses in retail. I was in New York at NRF a couple of weeks ago and saw a return to using technology, but using technology in a kind of retro way, in the Gucci store, for example, which is a new experience store in Soho in New York, where there's over a third of the store is given over to a bookshop, another third is given over to a cinema, and then only the front has the product ranging. But I know from talking to the staff there, they've got a very clever approach to analysing which product is likely to sell, how to stock that product, including the market of secondhand books. So it's AI used to deliver the experience, I think. And sometimes that means giving the employees in the shop access to technology, not the customers.
I can ask the question that I think we get a lot, which is AI about replacing jobs?
Yeah, I think it's always the contest, isn't it? This again is that, you know, minority report aspect, and I'm not going to be dealing with somebody on the cash point. I'm dealing with a virtual person. I think it's already happened in the UK to some extent. So the volume of self checkout, I think the customer has become the A. You've become the checkout person scanning yourself out of the store. I think that will only accelerate. So jobs will be threatened by not AI specifically, but just the technical development and the convenience of the Amazon Go type store where you can just walk out with the product. I think AI itself probably won't threaten jobs. I think it will shift the nature of the job. And what we see already is that retailers are requiring more resources and more skills to support this kind of technology and execution, which is a different set of requirements than perhaps they would have had in head office traditionally.
Okay, so at least some people's jobs are safe then.
Some people's jobs, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew. That's been really, really fascinating. And if you'd like to hear more from Andrew and join the discussion, we're actually holding a round table on the 12th of March called Powering the Customer Journey with AI. So please do get in touch. We'd love to see you there.